You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's dominant win in the first test against Pakistan in Brisbane last week won't lead to any overconfidence heading into the second test in Adelaide. It'll be a pink ball day-night test under lights, and the unusual conditions for all players makes the result of the match harder to predict. This week has been 5 years since batsman Philip Hughes lost his life after being hit by a cricket ball playing for South Australia against New South Wales. Captain Tim Payne said the Australian squad took time to gather in a huddle in the middle of Adelaide Oval to share a few quiet moments to remember Hughes and remind themselves how fortunate they are to be playing the game they love.
Just for us to never take that for granted, it was a really nice moment just to share some funny memories and stories of him sort of growing up through the ranks and then some Test cricket stories. So yeah, it was a really nice time out in the middle.
In the A-League this weekend, the Western Sydney Wanderers travelled to Newcastle to take on the Jets, looking to find some form on Saturday night. The Sydney players won their first three matches of the season, but only managed a draw and two losses in their last three outings. Last weekend's loss to Melbourne City saw coach Marcus Babbel launch an expletive-laden tirade at the match officials in the post-match press conference. He's since admitted he needs to be more calm when being questioned by the media.
This is why I love this game. You know, it's an emotion game, and there was the passion there. Try it for the future. Calm down, relax yourself. I'm in Australia. Relax yourself and give good answers.
Babbel has until Monday to answer a show cause notice as to why he shouldn't be punished for last week's outburst. In the NBL, the defending champion Perth Wildcats are hoping to bounce back from an embarrassing loss to the Cairns Taipans after failing completely in the final quarter. The Wildcats take on the Adelaide 36ers on Sunday afternoon. Captain Damien Martin says the fade-out against Cairns can't be repeated.
A lot of guys were embarrassed, myself included, with how we conducted ourselves in the fourth quarter in particular. You give any quality side open looks like that and they're going to punish you. And to start the fourth quarter by giving quality players open three-point looks, they hit four threes to begin that fourth quarter, and the momentum shift was huge, and unfortunately weren't able to drag it back.
Some of the leading Sydney to Hobart yachts are already in Sydney looking to finalise their preparations for Boxing Day's big race. This year is a milestone for the famous Blue Water Classic, being the 75th staging of the race. Last year's Lion Honours winner Wild Oats 11 is in a race against time after sustaining serious mast damage in the recent Cabbage Tree Island race, used by many entrants to get ready for the big race. At the other end of the spectrum, another yacht also suffered damage in the race but will still make history by lining up in 2019. Cat Winchard was built in 1904 and will become the oldest boat ever to enter the race. Owner Bill Barry Cotter restored the boat, but the recent storms on the east coast have caused some problems.
It's basically ready to race, and we, change a few little things. The boat got struck with lightning before we left, which was a problem, so there's some electrical work to do and a couple of changes. So by the end of next week, it should be ready for Hobart.
This weekend sees the final Formula One Grand Prix of the season take place in Abu Dhabi. The Constructors and Drivers' Championship may already be decided, with Mercedes and Lewis Hamilton already crowned, but every team will be looking to end the season on a winning note. The race begins in the early hours of Monday morning. John Baldock, SBS News.